Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. Today we have a very special guest because we have a very special topic. I'll reveal that guest to you in just a moment. But first, let me just say, if you enjoy the Freedom Report podcast today, do me a favor when the show's over. Go to iTunes, go and download us regularly. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And if you really like the show, do me a big fat favor for liberty and freedom and the American way. But please leave us a good review on iTunes. If you don't have an Apple device, you can go to Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, Stitcher.com, and you can download us there on an Android device. And again, thank you very much for listening to the show. So, today, what are we talking about? This is a show that is going to be a very touchy subject, and it's very controversial, and the opinions that you're going to hear today are very controversial. And let me just preface by saying, to anyone before they, I don't hate women. I love women. And as a matter of fact, I love one woman. There's this girl here who I really love. And she actually is, I think, probably the best guest you can have on the show because she has the ability to cut my balls off. If I am a jerk or if I'm a dick or if I'm a bad guy, this is my girlfriend, Alicia Rose Smiles. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks. She's so shyly says she's very nervous about doing this. I had to harass. Did I harass you into being on the show?
Yes.
I harassed you. She was terrible. We're talking about harassment today, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it's a serious subject. What I wanted to preface with is let me just say right off the bat, harassment is wrong, and it's even criminal. And so women, men, nobody deserves to be harassed. And we're looking at a video today that happened just recently. It was uploaded by a group. This is an N Street harassment group, and we posted this on Liberty Viral this morning, our sister site, where a woman is walking down the street and she says she is verbally harassed, right, Alicia?
Yeah.
She's verbally harassed how many times?
100 times.
Right. And what was your, let me ask you, Alicia, let's get the feminine perspective out right out the gate. What was your impression of this video when you saw it the first time? How did you see it the first time? Did you see it from me or did you saw it somewhere else?
Yeah. I just thought it was so stupid. I thought it was just first world problems.
Wait a minute. First world problems. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. She's all mad because she's being told she's beautiful while walking down the street. And, like, she's being asked how her day is. And meanwhile, in other countries, like, other women have to worry about, like, their clits being cut off.
Oh, God. Oh, be careful that word. Is that a bad word? I don't know that you should say clitoris, but oh, my gosh. Be careful. Adult content in this.
Being mutilated.
Female genital mutilation, they call that. Yeah. Yes, these are real fears. You know, a lot of people say, look at these white liberal feminists in the United States, and they say, oh my gosh, this first world problems, But there was an instance of harassment in the video. There were, like, at least two or three instances of actual harassment that they showed. But they chalked it all up as 100 counts of verbal harassment in this video.
There were a couple, like, actual instances where, like, especially where the guy was walking beside her for, like, five minutes.
Right.
But she could just say, leave me alone, and I'm pretty sure he would have left her alone.
He was probably too nervous to say something, but he just couldn't. Some people have a hard time.
No, he did say something to her, and then he started walking, but she didn't say anything. She could have just said, leave me alone.
Which a lot of women do.
Yeah. And
not to me.
If that didn't,
I'm just kidding.
If that didn't work, then she could have just like threatened to call the cops.
Yeah.
Or called the cops. Like she's not defenseless.
Well, that's the whole problem. And the whole point of what we were going to bring up today, Alicia, and we're going to talk about with this is that it seems like women want to say, oh, we're helpless. Like we need help. They want to play this dual role. We're strong. We're independent. We don't need no man. We don't need a father or a husband. But we need laws and legislation to bail us out and protect us. It's like they're saying, you know, it's almost like they have daddy issues where it's like, you know, they want big government to be the daddy. You know what I mean? And so it's like they want somebody to protect them. So they pass these California, you've been following these new sexual assault laws, right? Like in California where they basically, these women want a preponderance of evidence, which basically makes it so that men are now accused. They're guilty before proven innocent. In a ways, it feels like. What do you think?
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know.
Hey, what do you think about now when you watch this video and you see the sort of the response to it from liberals? You know, I guess the headline that I wrote this morning, which is what's got everybody sort of in a tizzy, because when this first came out, it was all like, you know, social justice, you know, but I called it uppity white liberal upset about being catcalled by minorities in NYC. Now, Alicia, have you ever been catcalled?
Yeah.
What, like, can you tell some instances you've been catcalled? Maybe some good stories.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what you count as catcalling.
Mm-hmm. Is catcalling harassment, would you say? Like, that's what you think?
Yeah, it can be. Mm-hmm. There's instances where it is flattering, and then it can be scary. Mm-hmm. Actually, one time I was just walking down the street, and I live in a pretty bad neighborhood, and like this guy just pulled up in a car, and I was walking alone, and he just told me I was beautiful, and he was very friendly and very nice, and then he just drove away. He didn't ask me if I wanted a ride. He just pulled over and told me I was beautiful, and that is kind of scary to like.
When was this?
It was a couple months ago.
Because I'm going to beat his ass.
He was very friendly. He was just saying, hey, you're beautiful. And then drove away. It was creepy. But he was nice. I was flattered.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's really hard sometimes. I'll admit to have been on the streets of New York and you know, being nervous to talk to a woman because it's dark and scary and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I had a really funny situation happen one night in New York when I was walking home and I just happened to be walking behind this very pretty young white girl on the street. And like, you know, Alicia, you know me. I kind of got a dark side. I've got like, I'll wear my leather jacket, spike up my hair and look kind of like, you know, dangerous. You like that. But I felt bad because I was walking down the street and I'm looking a little Michael Jackson, you know, maybe not his effeminate days, but his bad days. And I could tell she's scared. And so I was like, well, this is the way I have to go. But I was like, do I slow down and like wait for her to go? Do I walk faster? But maybe she's going to think I'm chasing her. And then it's like, or do I cross the street? And do I like, you know, how do I make her feel comfortable? You know what I mean? And it's like, you can tell it's like, it's hard when you are a good guy because the bad guys ruin it for everybody, obviously. You know, I just wanted to be like, hey, I'm normal, I'm nice. How do you communicate that? Sometimes you just can't. It's situational. And I think the problem is that sometimes women don't realize that men can sometimes be just as confused as they are, especially when it comes to, you know, the courtship process, which nobody likes to talk about because it's so awkward. You know, I mean, I almost feel like some feminists and women just want everybody to just hook up online. Like, don't talk to each other, you know what I mean? Like, let's have sex once a year, but maybe when we get together, or, you know, if we get together, if we meet on Tinder or whatever. I mean, the modern view on relationships is evolving so much now that it's become very confusing, I think, for both genders. You know, nobody likes being harassed. I think liberals have mischaracterized harassment by accusing this of being 100 counts of harassment. You know, they're not really being intellectually honest here.
Yeah,
is really what I'm saying. So let me ask you something. When you saw my headline and you saw like, so you've read some of the butthurt. As a matter of fact, we've got the butthurt libertarians who are on it. Like White on rice, they're there. Oh, they're especially white. Oh, you know these are white privileged people. We need social justice. Okay, but here's the thing. So very funny. The Butthurt Libertarians posted the video and they said, I'm so torn over this video. And when we say Butthurt Libertarians, it's a Facebook group, by the way. It's the best troll group on the internet. Get on Butthurt Libertarians. Highly endorsed. I'm so torn over this video. On the one hand, she's literally almost raped like 100 times as she's walking around. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. On the other hand, she clearly didn't know enough to check her white privilege to allow the nearly all black catcallers speak their minds. She should have stopped, listened, and realized she doesn't have their experiences. So maybe there was something valuable she could have learned from them. And I just laughed because the comments are just epic. You know, people are laughing their butts off. I stirred up what we call in this business a shitstorm this morning. And I admit, Alisa, you know I'm a troublemaker, don't you? Let me ask you, I'm a good guy too. You know what I mean? Like I cause trouble, but of course you're going to vouch for me. She's my girlfriend. But I mean, like, dude,
I'll call you out when you're being,
when I'm being too butt-headed. Uh-huh.
I thought that headline wasn't even that offensive because she was uppity. Mm-hmm. Like she was just like, giving them all dirty looks, even the ones that were like, hope you have a nice evening.
Like, have a great evening, yeah.
Snub her nose at them. She was being uppity and very white privileged.
It wasn't here's the best the comment you pointed out to me, which I thought was the most funny comment, was the one about, Wall Street, if she was down on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Look, how do you think she would have reacted if she was on Wall Street, maybe, if it was all men in suits and they're all looking good?
Well, if they did acknowledge her, they probably wouldn't acknowledge her because they are very high class and most of them are probably married. So I doubt they would even acknowledge her. Catcalling is mostly a low class thing.
Oh, low class. See, that's the thing with these liberals. I don't want to play gotcha with you, Alisa, but because the one of the real issues of this video is one of class warfare that the left always tries to bring against conservatives and libertarians, right? Mm-hmm. They say that it's an economic class warfare, and yet here we see this uppity white liberal. And the people are saying that she's not white, but she's Mexican, or she's not Mexican. racist! She's Hispanic. She's Latina, perhaps. We're not quite sure. But
well, she's very pale-skinned.
Pale-skinned. We don't frankly care, you know, because the funny thing is that what the racial connotations of this are obvious. When she's going around and she's being catcalled by these minorities, she's acting in a way that she wouldn't act if she was on Wall Street. And maybe the people would act different, but then that's in itself, if that is the truth, then that means we need to spark a real conversation about race and about gender issues in this country.
Yeah.
And about what really constitutes class warfare and who's really racist in this situation, because I don't really give a damn what color anybody is. I look at people as individuals. As a libertarian, I'm always concerned with individual liberty. And the problem is, I feel like with liberals, is they tend to collectivize everyone and everything. You're male, you're female, you're trans.
Yeah, they classify everything into racism and sexism. And it's funny to see their reactions to this because, like, now they're like battling against each other. Like, what's more important? Like,
yeah. What I've done is I've taken the two liberal entitlement groups and put them at war with one another. The minority entitlement group and the feminine minority entitlement group. They're basically at war with one another in this sense over who gets more privilege.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
You disagree with me?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just think that the whole feminism, the street harassment is stupid, and I don't think there should be any, like, focus on that. Like, they're trying to raise money for that. Like, what are they going to do to solve that? Like, the way to solve, like, that catcalling, like, where's the money going to go?
Right. They're right.
They should be donating it to these low-class communities to try and help them and raise them up. That's the only way you could actually solve it, because they are low class. Like, she was walking through the Bronx and Queens. These are bad neighborhoods. And
wait a minute. I lived in Queens, and I lived in a good neighborhood, but it's in Astoria.
Well, there are bad neighborhoods there. She was walking through the bad neighborhoods. And, like, what is she going to do? Like, obviously, it's a culture problem that has to be solved.
It's like, a culture problem. Wow. And that is not the discussion that these liberals want to have on this.
I know.
That's not what they want to talk about. They want to talk about women's issues. It's the cult. What do you think of when I say it's the cult of the sacred vagina?
I don't know. I agree. I consider myself a feminist for a while until I realized that I am not privileged enough to be a feminist.
Well, that's hilarious. Yeah, you had a lot of feminist friends for a little while, and then you started posting some stories that made them uncomfortable, and then they all defriended you, right?
Yeah.
So then, tell me this: when you think about like what it's like to be a woman, do you think like women need more laws, Alicia? Do you think that more laws are going to protect women?
No.
What do you think would help protect women?
Women can protect themselves.
How?
This isn't the 1950s. They can just like, in that instance, when they were following her, she could have called the cops or just opened her mouth and said, "Leave me alone."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, here's a comment by Daniel Schmutter, who is criticizing me, and I'll read his criticism because I think it's a fair criticism. He says, "Austin, I think this assertion by Roberts is excessive and overly aggressive, but the numbers are worse than you were suggesting. The video does not show all 100 encounters that she complains about. It only shows about 22. Also, there are 4 clearly inappropriate encounters, not 3, 2 of which are arguably frighteningly aggressive. 2 of the encounters essentially suggest she is a bitch for not responding or appreciating the attention. Those are inappropriate, but 2 more guys actually fall and pace her, even though it's clear she does not want to interact with them. So it's 4 out of 22, not 3 out of 100, like I suggested." Okay, well, thank you, Daniel. You're correct. "I agree that she analyzes the evidence incorrectly, but there is still a point to be made." He's right, and I acknowledge that. And so I think that it's important, you know, obviously to be unbiased in this. What I see in so many ways, Alicia, is the double standard. You know, I mentioned earlier of, oh, we're weak, we're strong. You know, it's like, and I'll be honest, I think women are very capable and strong. One of the most interesting topics, podcasts that I ever did was the one about integrating women into combat units. Remember, you were so surprised when you heard my opinion on this, because when I did the history of female warriors, yes, they were few, but the ones who are just as good and better than men because they're so terrifying. Like, didn't I make the joke that I think that probably the best spies are the female spies?
Yeah. You know?
Because they can get close to certain people, you know, and they can get close to anybody because they're beautiful and intelligent and all that. I think that the problem here is the point is still good that I made. It's not about the total number of times they were harassed, because she was certainly harassed in this video, to say objectively she was, but that the assumptions that the liberals draw from this are usually incorrect. And I feel like it becomes a demonization of one gender in a sense. And also just a, you know, hey, look at me, I'm an attention whore thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's like, just ignore it.
Yeah, you want me to ignore it, but then how would I get clicks on the website, ladies?
Well, no, just like females, just ignore it. Like, yeah, I've been catcalled. And also just like when people will try and talk to me while I'm on the street, sometimes I will have conversations with them and they will be really nice. And you do get to, like, I don't know. It's nice to talk to them sometimes. They can be very friendly and they just don't know how to get your attention. And, like, people in New York are very snobby and, like, don't want to talk. And my friends in New York, like, have yelled at me because I will stop and talk to people. But some people do just want to have a conversation, and maybe they don't know how else to get your attention other than by saying, "Hey, beautiful," you know. It's not necessarily harassment. They might just want to have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, like, the thing is, too, is that men is that we have sometimes a lot of men, you know, maybe they're not very empathic. They don't feel empathy, so they don't understand how they're making a woman uncomfortable. Like, I have an instinct for when a woman is uncomfortable. And so I try and, you know, mitigate that either by removing myself immediately or just by, you know, saying something polite to sort of put her at ease. And, you know, maybe I have a privilege of the ability to not scare women when I approach them, to speak to them, you know. And before, you know, Alicia and I were together, I did go on some other dates. And don't kill me. But the way that most women respond to me, I'm sure, is a lot different than how they respond to these girl, these men in the street, these very churlish men.
Remember that time that we went to that cocktail party and you told that girl that she, like, looked nice and was so insulted, like, you were, like, harassing her and all you said was, you look nice?
Yes.
And, like, girls are really defensive and they take everything as harassment.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I'll never forget that. I temporarily forgot it. But now that you remind me, this girl that I approached to say hello to, she was dressed in a very pretty dress. You had been talking to her for quite a while before that, and I go, "You look very beautiful tonight," or I like, "It's a very pretty dress," or something like that. And she's like, "Thanks, but I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask you if you thought it was pretty. I didn't come here to hear that tonight." That's right. I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't hitting. She thought I was hitting on her. I really wasn't. Actually."
Yeah.
It's like when you go to all the trouble to get dressed up.
I just think, lighten up.
I know. I mean, girls will go on their bridesmaids with their bridesmaids before the wedding and they'll wear the big crown and they're like, "Oh, give me attention." But every other day of the year, it's like, "Oh, I hate attention." You know what I mean? But no, I know. It's just a rite of passage. I think that there's a reason why men and women behave the way that they do. And that there's a difference between the sexes, and that's okay. And I think a lot of this stems from confusion between the sexes of intentions. And it just goes to show that a lot of these liberals, they really have a very biased view of collectives. That they say, you know, well, men, in this is how men behave, so they all must be like this. Even if you have a trait such as catcalling, which happens frequently, it doesn't mean that it's frequently with negative ill intentioned. And so that to me is what I think.
I find more often than not, there are no ill intentions. Like they don't think before they speak, or they're not thinking about, like, how it might make them feel uncomfortable. They're just saying, like, "Hey, I hope you have a nice day," or "You look good." They're not thinking.
Can I tell you one of the most hilarious moments? It wasn't catcalling. It was just an absolute reaction to seeing the beauty. When 5 years ago or 6 years ago when I was in New York, you know, I had a different girlfriend, and we were walking down the street together, and she had just was wearing a sports bra, and basically there was this homeless guy sitting on the corner, and we're walking by, and he's turned away from us as we're walking down the street, and he turns, and his head just kind of ends up right looking, staring into her boobs, and he just goes, "Oh my God." Both of us just burst out laughing because he wasn't catcalling her. He was just like, "Bleh." I mean, we both just laughed. And, you know, you have to know sometimes that it really is just a reaction. If I turn the corner and all of a sudden there's this gorgeous blonde, you know, in a dress, she's just right there. Boom. I'll tell you, one time I used to work at Fox News, and, you know, they're all babes there. But one day it was a girl who was my friend. And you know what? It was funny. I didn't look at her because she was actually dating one of my good friends. I didn't look at her like sexually, really. I mean, I knew she was beautiful and stuff like that, but I wasn't, like, you know, close to her and we didn't have a thing or whatever. But I would see her around the building, no makeup, you know, totally normal, and we would hang out sometimes. I'd go to her house for parties. And then I would, one day, I'm coming down the elevators at Fox. I'm heading to the studio to do the show. And the elevator opens at the bottom, right? And the wind is blowing by. And the light is coming from behind her. And she's got her dress on, her Fox News dress, and her gorgeous blue eyes, crystal blue eyes and hair. And she's got her makeup totally done. She goes, "Hi, Austin." And I was like, and even though she was just, I knew she was just my friend, it was just like, I couldn't believe, like, she's so stunning. It was just like, pow, it just hit me like a hammer. So I sympathize with these guys on the street sometimes. And know, ladies, that it's not always, you know, "Oh, hey, baby, we just want to get in your pants." That sometimes you are so majestically beautiful.
Yeah, and sometimes men are just so simple that they can't help themselves.
I think this is a fantastic show. Catcalling is definitely an interesting topic. It's the kind of thing we've got to discuss, and you will only hear these kinds of discussions at the Libertarian Republic. Alicia, how did you enjoy your first time on the show?
Oh, it was great.
It was great. She was terrified the whole time. Anyways, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. If you enjoyed the show, go to LibertarianRepublic.com and subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher, and leave us a good review. That would be fantastic. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for gun dealer, a gun store, somebody who wants to partner with the Libertarian Republic. We've got a brand new initiative coming up, something that we think would be a really exciting campaign to run here at the Libertarian Republic. So do us a favor. You've got a buddy who runs a gun store, contact Austin Peterson, CEO, Stonegate Pictures, LLC. That's me, Augie P. Leif Beaverson. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. And don't forget to come back every single day. Your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com and now libertyviral.com too.